With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump's border czar says a small security force will remain in Minnesota.
More than 1,000 immigration agents have left Minnesota's Twin Cities area following weeks of protests. And hundreds more will depart in the days ahead as part of the Trump administration's drawdown of its immigration enforcement surge. That word comes from White House border czar Tom Holman. He tells CBS's Face the Nation, a small security force will stay for a short period to protect remaining immigration agents, and he says they will respond when agents are out and get surrounded by what he calls agitators and things get out of control. I'm Julie Walker.
Very strong storm system bringing tornado watches and damage to parts in the southeast just as the northeast starts to warm up a bit. National Weather Service reporting some of the worst damage. Lake Charles, Louisiana, no deaths and no serious injuries have been reported. Meanwhile, California bracing for a very powerful winter storm, likely to bring thunderstorms, damaging winds, and heavy snow to mountainous areas.
If you are up in the higher elevations, at the highest elevations within the Sierra, the coastal range, in those areas, like the Southern Cascades as well, we're looking at 4 to 8 feet. But then as we get down to around 2,500 to 3,500 feet, we're looking at around a range of 1 to 2 feet and up to a foot as we get down to 1,500 to 2,500 feet.
Jacob Spender, National Weather Service meteorologist in Sacramento. U.S. military has once again boarded another sanctioned oil tanker in the Indian Ocean. Pentagon says that U.S. forces boarded the Veronica 3 after tracking it through the Caribbean. More on these stories, townhall.com. A transgender controversy in Washington State. More from Michael Harrington.
A member of the girls' wrestling team is suing after claiming to have been sexually assaulted by a boy living as a girl during a match. The 16-year-old girl who attends Rogers High School says she was not made aware before the match that her opponent would be a boy. The local sheriff's office tells the Christian Post it's launched an investigation. Washington is one of several states that allows boys to compete against girls in school sports. Michael Harrington reporting.
Four Democratic-led states suing to block the Trump team from cutting off hundreds of millions in public health grants. At issue is the promotion of transgenderism and the use of DEI programs. The Department of Health and Human Services telling Congress it plans to withhold some $600 million allocated to California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. This is SRN News. Well, a bill has been introduced in the Washington State Senate. It would raise money, some of which would go to media outlets in the state. Seattle Times supports the bill as a lifeline for local news, but critics like economist Steve Moore say it's a blueprint for government-dependent media.
There's not a shortage of news. It's just the Seattle Times isn't providing news that people want or care about, and they can't make it in the free enterprise system. And, of course, they want to become a welfare patient. And, there's no reason that taxpayers should have to pay for something that they don't want to buy.
And Moore says the measure really just doesn't make any sense at all.
The idea that somehow we need to, in this day and age, when media is everywhere and omnipresent, that we have to be subsidizing the losers is really outrageous.
Stephen Moore making his comments this week on the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.